esteemed columnist with the Canberra Times, these days resident in Los Angeles, Mr. Tim Schulberger. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Francis. How are you?
I'm not too bad. It's a sad day for boxing fans who remember the glory days of heavyweight boxing, because Evander Holyfield is deciding at the age of 50 that maybe now's the time to give it away. 50 years old, Tim.
Well, I think Evander's body and everybody else in boxing thought that he'd retired about 10 years ago. On his way out, Evander said, I'm ready to fight, but no one wants to fight me. and I think because it's sad. But in a larger scheme, I mean, yeah, he's 50, he's giving it away finally on his birthday, which I think is a smart decision. But I also think it really draws attention to the fact that there really are no heavyweight boxers that anyone cares about in the world anymore. I mean, there are the Klitschko brothers who are still wandering around, but then, you know, remember when you were listening to U2 the first time around and there was Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield and all this? I mean, that's where all the drama and intrigue was, and heavyweight boxing has pretty much gone.
I think you're absolutely right. It was the last sort of flush of the golden era of boxing. When we were growing up, now we're sounding like a couple of old men, Tim. When we were growing up in the 70s, though, that's when it was big, when Frazier and Ali and these guys were going around, and those fights, they were the biggest of sporting events on the planet, those heavyweight title fights in Manila and Kinshasa and places like that. These days, they're just a sort of, you know, a sideshow to whatever else is going on in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, I think boxing can take a lot of blame. Because I know that in the rest of our discussion today, we're going to talk about people who are slightly unclean, and I think boxing has developed a reputation over the years of being pretty much a joke, and I think it's a shame. I think boxing has sort of driven itself into the ground. I know there are still great boxers around, but it is interesting that it's moved from heavyweight down to sort of middleweight and lighter framed people like Oscar De La Hoya and Manny Pacquiao and those kind of people. I don't know whether that's a cultural thing or whether it's just the large men went to play football instead of boxing. I wonder why the reasons are, but it certainly has shifted.
It has indeed, and Evander Holyfield got out with 1.5 years and a fantastic career.
Oh, well, I mean, he had one of the greatest careers. He's I think will go down in history as one of on the list. He's certainly not Muhammad Ali, but he had a spectacular career, including, if I recall rightly, a dramatic upset win over Mike Tyson in a long time ago. I think it was about 86.
And then he had his ear bitten off.
And what's nice is that he's walking away and he can still remember how old he is. So thumbs up to Evander Holyfield.
Yep, exactly. He can actually count the candles on his cake, which is a win for him.
Exactly. That's all you can ask for as an ex-boxer.
Does he know? He knows his own name, which is a step up from vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan, who visited the Cleveland Browns this week and got into trouble.
Well, yeah, I mean, campaigning must suck when you're a vice presidential candidate and you're Paul Ryan, who, let's face it, is a bit of a moron, apart from all of his numbers that he apparently is a genius at. He sometimes gets to show up at professional sport practices and look like you know what you're talking about. And poor old Paul went to a Cleveland Browns practice, and they have quarterbacks Colt McCoy and Brandon Whedon, and he stood there pointing at one of them saying, I remember when you played Oklahoma State and you were awesome and blah, 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 and he was pointing at completely the wrong quarterback. And then when that was pointed out to him, he's like, oh, well, you were wearing a helmet. I couldn't see what you looked like back then. You know, it's hard to tell what you guys look like. And then someone reminded him that they actually had their names written on their jerseys as well. So it was a tad awkward for the man. But, you know, I think that happens in campaigning. It's just the news media likes to pick up on it, and I'm sure he felt like a complete idiot, and we move on with our lives.
And, in fact, the biggest sporting event this week would have been the heavyweight battle between Romney and Obama, which turned into a bit of a joust. Debate two.
And then you've got... And then you've got Tag Romney today saying that he wanted to take a swing at Obama, one of Romney's sons, daughters. Yeah, it's becoming much more like a blood sport. It's great. Makes great TV. It's almost like boxing. They were strategizing. They were throwing punches. They were ducking and weaving and moving into their corners. It was really, it was gripping television. I mean, at one point, the finger pointing and they were standing really close to each other. There was a moment where it was like, is someone going to shove? Are we going to get on? Is this going to get ugly? But It didn't, alas.
No, well, there is a third debate coming up, so America can hold its breath and await that. Tim Schulberg is with us, columnist with the Canberra Times in Los Angeles today here on Grandstand Breakfast, having a look at things stateside. Alex Rodriguez, not a fan here. I admit, as a Boston Red Sox fan and remembering the 2004 American League Championship Series where he slapped the ball out of the first baseman's hand and tried to steal a base, and not a fan. Not a fan at all, and... He's been basically benched by the New York Yankees, and he's not. How's he handling it, A-Rod?
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing. He is the most highly paid baseballer in the game. He has 5 years left on his contract, $114 million total, which equals $23 million a year. I pull out my calculator for you, Francis, to save you the trouble. That's $23 million a year. They're in the playoffs. You would hire people like this for precisely this moment in your 162 game season. The playoffs, the postseason, this is where you earn your money. He's sitting on the bench because he's sucking. He's 3-for-23 with no RBIs. He's been a complete disaster in the postseason this year, to the point that the manager has benched him. And what does he do? In the end of game one of this current series that hopefully they're going to lose shortly in the next few hours, he's in the bottom of the ninth inning. He's smiling, waving, and flirting with an Australian girl in the stands, sitting two rows back from the dugout.
Do we know the identity of the young lady involved?
Pardon?
Do we know the identity of the young Australian involved?
They do. She's all over the news today. Her name is, and I apologise to her family, it's Kyna Tracy. KYNA TREACY.
Surely that's her pole dancing name. No, I'm only joking. That's a stage name.
No, she's actually a bikini model.
I was not far off. I pitched out of the rough and onto the green with that one.
Yes, you definitely did. She's a bikini model, and she also designed swimwear. and he threw her. And this is you're in a championship game. You're sucking, and yet you take the time to write on a ball and send a note and get the ball boy to throw it into the stand at her. And the note says, "Please write your number on the ball and throw it back." And she did. And this is the most highly paid player in baseball in the middle of sucking in the postseason. It is unbelievable. That guy has brass like no one I've ever heard of.
There you go. She's doing Australia proud. She's bringing the Yankees down. She deserves an OBE.
Well, but the only worry for Kyna, I think that's an awesome job in terms of baseball. I'm happy because A-Rod sucks. This is a guy, by the way, who took performance-enhancing drugs and is still playing the game, which is baffling to me. But anyway, A-Rod is supposed to be dating a lady named Tori Wilson at the moment, and she's a professional wrestler. So Kyna might want to get out of town pretty darn fast.
Good on you, Tim. Good to talk to you.
No worries, Brad.
Tim Schulberger, correspondent for the Canberra Times in Los Angeles, with us here on Grandstand Breakfast on this Friday morning.